Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Shane calling his shot on the Cowboys. I like it.
I got their depth chart right here if you want to talk about it.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I like them. I do like them. And maybe it is all on Jason Patrick.
Garrett?
Jason Garrett.
Yeah, that's how vital he was. You called him Jason Patrick.
Exactly. Okay, fair enough. Touche.
Yeah.
I just think the Cowboys just are, until they aren't, to me, they're just underachievers. And maybe that is their leadership, well, or the lack of their leadership. And if it is, shame on Jerry Jones.
Well, yes, and that's a fair argument that you are what your record says you are. But he was there for far, far too long, Jason Garrett was. And, I mean, if you want to get into this and you want to throw some dirt on Jera, you sure can, because he's the owner and general manager. And it could be argued Garrett stuck around that long because Jerry knew he could manipulate him and, you know, control him however he saw fit. I mean, we heard from we hear from Jerry just as much during the season as we hear from his head coach. So it takes... Well. It takes a special kind to put up with Jerry Jones,
and even those special kinds couldn't put up with Jerry Jones. See Jimmy Johnson, see Barry Switzer. I mean, and those guys were they were boys.
Yeah, but golly, please don't compare even Barry Switzer, but Bill Parcells and Jimmy Johnson.
Right.
Jason Garrett, with all due respect to his offensive coordinator powers, you know, back in the day. Sure. He was with that organization for a long, long time.
Oh, my God,
Jason
absolutely.
Yeah.
Player and coach.
Yep.
But I don't think that Jerry Jones just all of a sudden gets up and goes away. I mean, that's just – he's going to be the constant, regardless of who's leading that team.
Yeah, but I don't get Mike McCarthy saying, hey, what do you want to do against the Redskins, Jerry?
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that Jason Garrett did, but would it surprise you? You know, and I'm using an extreme example of Jerry meddling into everyday operations of the team. But I don't think even Jerry can screw this roster up. Anyway, let's get to the Twitter question. We can get back to this if we need to. It's a simple yes-no question today. At KFH Radio is where you can find it. Cindy O'HRO brings it to you every day at about this time. Will there be a Super Bowl 55 in February, yes or no? 68% of the respondents think yes, we will have a Super Bowl in February. 32% say no. You still got plenty of time to weigh in and vote if you think, in essence, that the NFL will be able to go wire to wire and crown a champion come February. Mark Emmert talked.
Did anyone listen?
Well, and did he really say anything?
Yeah.
He responded to the suggestion that college football needs a commissioner. He is the president of the NCAA, but how much clout has he really had lately? Here's Mark Emmert commenting on a football commissioner and if that's even feasible.
College football playoff and the old BCS is nothing more than a series of contractual agreements among those 10 conferences to say, let's talk about how we want to end the year. And they came together with this model and it works remarkably well. I get that people want simple answers. I get that it's frustrating that some conferences are playing and some aren't, right now. That's just the way it has to be to do this inside college sports. It's not right or wrong or better or worse. And when people say, well, if we just had a czar that come in and say, we're going to make a decision, that'll be it. History, if it's taught us anything, people love the concept of a czar. They hate czars.
That may be about the best thing I think I've ever heard him say. Wholeheartedly agree with last 5 seconds of that part. How you could get, even if you had a college football commissioner, all the ADs and all the head coaches at the Power Fives to agree on one thing, and that's maybe overstating things, but I'm not sure about that. Now, I'd like to have Mark Emmert's job, to be honest with you. He's
well, you'd like to have the paycheck.
Yes, exactly.
And the seeming lack of responsibility that comes with that's overstated and that's unfair.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the ultimate question about college football is going to be very simply, will the Power Five move away from the rest of the existing structure in college football and play? Because I think that you can go commissioner and you can pro it up, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
I think you can do that. And the Power Five, plain and simply, runs called the top end of college football. That's where the power is. That's where the money is. That's where the eyes are watching. And it's not the only ones, but you get the outliers every now and then. We all understand that, and we love that. But basically, the center of college football is in the Power Five. I think ultimately the question is, will they break away from the rest of college football as we know it and reorganize in the way that we're talking, a commissioner, in a totally different way? I think the likelihood of that happening is probably pretty good, I would think.
All right, when we come back, one man's luxury suite at a Florida stadium turned out to be another man's home for nearly 2 weeks. Plus, Alec Bohm, Wichita State's own, made his Major League Baseball debut, and he got off to a bang-up start. We'll talk about that. Hour number two, Shane and Bruce, here on Sports Daily.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.